Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. Thursday, May 28th, 2015, Planet Earth. This is Gary L. Wimmer on Blog Talk Radio, and good to have you folks with us tonight. Jethro usually hosts this show tonight, but asked me to do it because he's taking a trip to Mars and back, and probably won't be back till about 11:30 or 12. And if you believe that, I got some great land in Florida you should take a look at. Just kidding you. Good to see you all out tonight. I say we because my co-host tonight is the one and only and beautiful, smart, wise, and intelligent Patty Negri. And I just wanted to make sure, Patty, you with us, my dear?
I am with you. I haven't gone to Mars in days.
Oh, really?
No. So I'm staying here. We'll hold down the fort while Jethro travels.
Right. It's a quick trip. He should be back, like I said, by 11:30 at the latest. You know, he took Amtrak, too, so, you know,
wish
him luck. How are you doing tonight? And tell us about yourself.
Okay, I am excellent. I'm here in La La Land in Los Angeles, Hollywood exactly. I'm a psychic medium. Been doing this since I was a little kid. I work with energy. I'm also a magical practitioner and a witch, a good witch. For those who don't know, I don't turn people into frogs, not on a good day, or worship the devil or anything like that. But I do believe in magic and us really, you know, creating our life the way we want it to be, and try to share that with the world. And that's it. I'm having a really good week. I'm having all sorts of fun things going on. I just got home from a trip to Austin to visit a dear friend. And,
Oh, really?
Got a couple fun TV things coming up. So all sorts of good stuff happening. Yes. How are you, Mr. Gary?
Good. You were in Austin. Were you here during the rain, which we've had consistently for a month?
I had a little bit of a rain. Yeah, I think I missed about – I was last weekend. I was at Thursday through Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So we got a little bit of rain. I went to the Driscoll for dinner because I know it was a real haunted place. And the beautiful concierge there, who's also a psychic and a tarot
mm-hmm.
reader, he showed us around and left us in a couple rooms with the spirits that actually kind of locked us in. And then we did a beautiful dinner in their lovely restaurant there. And it was good. So you're in Austin, right?
Yes, I am. And we have had rain.
Yeah, I actually called my friend the other day going, are you underwater? Because we just keep hearing so much about it. Like, you guys are really inundated.
Well, fortunately, nothing happened to my house other than a lot of rain. But San Marcos, Wimberley, and parts of downtown Austin did flood. The lake out here was about probably one of the, I think, second most historical low it's ever been at. And it went up 30-plus feet in the last week. So
that's brilliant. So you guys you were having a drought, too. Like, we're in a drought, but you were having a drought, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was critical. And it's we're hoping it'll fill up the aquifers and spread the water around. But we sure got it all in 1 month. And Governor Perry about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago was saying, well, pray for rain. And someone wrote the paper in the newspaper here locally. He said, well, that was a great idea, Rick, but you should have prayed also that God knows when to stop it.
Spread it out.
Right. Always good to hear you. Love your laugh. Love your energy. And
thanks.
Great to be with you, my dear.
Thank you so much. It's good to have you on. Always love when you're on the show working with you. You're great.
Very mutual. I'll tell you folks just a little bit about myself, and then we'll take some callers here. I started getting interested in psychic ability way back in college in the late 60s. Like Patty, I think I was always psychic. I just never really knew what it was when I was a kid. But once I started reading a lot about Edgar Cayce and Ruth Montgomery and other psychics, Madame Blavatsky, started making a lot of sense to me. I started giving readings in the early 70s. In 1977, I had an amazing out of body near death experience, and we got a wild dog in here, Patty.
Yeah, sorry. Hold on, okay. I don't know how to mute.
I'll mute this for a minute. Yeah, okay. We'll get you back on here in a minute, Patty. So in 1977, I had a near death experience. I wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity, and I speak here at several conventions and so forth about what I experienced in my near-death experience. It was the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me. Fascinating. And today, 38 years later, I still go back to what I experienced and still use what I learned, which was a lot about reading the signs and seeing that God is one infinite, creative, unbiased mind, infinite love. In 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me using stones, a method called lithomancy. And I was fascinated by it. She taught me her method. I've used it ever since. 10 years ago, I was curious how other people did readings using stones. So I got all over the internet and tried to find some information about how other readers do it and couldn't find anything written about it. So I ended up writing, as far as I know, the only book, comprehensive book on how to read stones. It's called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, and that is spelled L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y, lithomancy. You can find a lot about me on lithomancy.com, and you can find a lot about both Patty and I and the other psychics on Psychics Gone Wild. And when you do go to psychicsgonewild.com, which we hope all you folks do, on the left is a contact link. Click it. Give us your information, and you'll be set up to win prizes and T-shirts and all sorts of things with Brother Jethro gives away when he comes back from Mars. So, again, good to have you folks with us tonight. We've got a couple callers in here we're going to get to. If you have called in and would like a reading, be sure and press 1 on your phone. I see here in the switchboard, if you want a reading, when you press 1, there's a little question mark. So you're certainly free to listen, but if you'd like to make a comment or get a reading, just press 1 and we will know what's going on with you, and we will get you on as soon as we can. We'll take people in the order called. So we will start with, I'm going to get Sister Patty back on here again. Hey, good to have you, my dear.
Sorry about that.
Oh, animals are beautiful. Animals are beautiful.
Yes, they are.
They keep us human beings in line, in check, I suppose, in some way. So we're going to take area code 702 first. And the first couple callers, we might, both Patty and I may give you a reading. And so 702, can you hear us?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Who is this? What's your
name?
My name
is Chris. Chris?
Chris?
Sir.
Chris, we're glad to have you, man. I'm going to let Sister Patty give you some information, Chris.
Do you have any? Thank you for calling. Do you have any specific questions, Chris? Or?
Not really. If you have anything random to say, that'll be fine.
Okay. The sky is blue. No random? Just no. I see something in creation for you money-wise. I mean, I don't know if it's a new project or something, but I see something coming in for you, either material world or monetary world. Also, I see you've been having a little bit of a battle with something. Does that make sense? Whether
work-related.
Okay, work-related battle. I see you coming out of it well, but use your creativity, your more intuitive side than that battly left brain side to get out of it. Does that make sense to you? Not yes, your that reasoning, rationaling 1 + 1 = 2, but you use a little bit more outside the box thinking to get through it, and it'll work better.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I hope so.
It does.
Okay, good. So, yeah, but something's coming in. So, again, maybe if it's something result with the work thing or whatever, but I do see something monetary or material or work, something in the work kind of already in creation, whether it's probably not shown itself to fruition yet.
Well, is that something like a promotion or something of that nature?
Yeah, it certainly could be like a promotion, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, money-wise, too, so you see money coming, too.
Yes, I do. I see money coming in. And again, some clearer understanding, clearer thoughts on your part. Now that is going over to that left brain side of things. Again, for whatever the little thing is going at work, use your intuition and even your heart side on that. But get the clarity on your thoughts with everything else, some new stuff coming in.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much. Gary, do you have anything? Or we switch it off?
Sure.
Or how do we want to...
Sure, Chris. I'll give you what a lithomancy reading. And for all you folks listening, this is how lithomancy works, at least the system I learned. There's been many systems, but there's not much written about any of them. So this system I use is based on 16 stones, Sun, Moon, Venus, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus. That's 10 planet stones. And 6 personal stones, which are life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And how I do this reading is when I do it in person, people drop these stones into this little strip of leather I use to define a circle. The circle's about 14 inches in diameter. When I do it over the phone, as I will do for you, Chris, what I do is I charge them up in my hands, and when they feel nice and warm with your energy, all you have to do one time very clearly is say drop, and then I'll read this pattern like a clock and tell you what I see over the next couple months. Does that make sense to you, Chris?
It does.
All right, brother. They're nice and warm, so whenever you say drop, I'll drop these stones and tell you what I see. Up to you.
Okay. Drop.
All right. Yeah, I feel there's been a lot of changes in your environment, in your place. It could certainly be workplace as well. But you've had the sunstone at the very top here, and that kind of goes along with what Patty was saying as far as power and bringing power to yourself. So in this first week or two, you're going to be making a lot of decisions and bringing power to yourself and having like new goals and new ideas and so forth, which is very empowering for you. And by the second and into the third week here, it feels like things about relationships are getting much more balanced for you. You feel more imbalanced. You feel emotionally more imbalanced. And that helps you start getting long-term plans about things. And in this process, you're learning how to create luck for yourself in a fresh new way, even around your job, as well as your place, your environment. So this first week of you determining for yourself that things, in spite of the change that's going on, you're going to benefit from this change is a very good decision for you, and it opens you up more and more to your, as Patty was saying, to your intuitive side. Sometimes we spend too much time in our logical minds, and we have a little tug of war going on. And as Patty said, intuition, tune on to that. Because you've got a lot of intuitive ability, and I think you're learning more and more about using it. By the third week, it feels like both decision-making and communication and things like that, fresh techniques, are really coming into play. And you're starting to see how you can use this energy both in your environment and how it's, what's the word? I guess pushing you or encouraging you to look beyond your environment with these fresh plans and fresh ideas. And by the fourth and fifth week, that's when I see the money thing coming in for you, or the promise of it, or benefits. Whatever you're suffering through in your job, there's a way for you to change it and a way for you to become empowered, a way for you to, what's the word? Well, if you get knocked down, you learn how to get up. If you get a problem, you learn a solution. So use this first week really to determine that you're going to bring a whole new system to yourself, and you're going to change and update yourself, that sort of thing. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, it feels several things. You feel more optimistic. You're bringing in a lot of good, fresh opportunity. And it feels like you're reconnecting again with love, with how you feel about love, with how you feel about family, how you feel about people you care about. And that's sort of cementing into play this new foundation that you're going to be creating in these first couple weeks. And through this process, what's happening to you is you're overcoming your fears and your doubts and things about the past that have been sort of weighing on you. Come out by the seventh and eighth, ninth week here considerably stronger, wiser, more flexible, more confident, less connected to the past and what isn't working, and more inspired by how you're going to continue creating luck and good opportunities for yourself. And toward the end of this three-month period, the very things that seem like they're throwing you off course or challenge you or changing or slipping out of your control, whatever, are the same things that you see the other side of the coin in, and you start seeing power for yourself and you start seeing this whole new sense of determination. So by the end of this three-month period, it's almost like you're grateful for having been spun up a little bit, shaken up a little bit, because of how much it helps you get back in balance and make good decisions. Now, that's kind of in general. Does that make sense to you, brother?
It certainly does. It seems like I'm going through a big transition right now. And as far as in line, what I've been feeling, but then inside intuitively lately. So, yes, I think what both of you have said prays right along to what I feel like the Spirit has been telling me, which is the reason why I called.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You're going to be increasing your intuition, too. And that's, I think, something that's very important as you go through this next couple weeks. So I think you got a radio on behind you, do you? Or am I hearing
things? Yes, I do. I got a radio on. I do apologize for that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Chris, you have a good day. God bless you. Check out Psychics Gone Wild. And you can listen back to this archives on this show. And I think you can still download the show on your computer so you can listen again to the reading. And you stay inspired, brother. It's a good time for you. We're going to conquer your fears here. Make sense to
all
you,
right,
man?
Thank you. Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Well, good,
thank
brother.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah, I like what you said about intuition. And sometimes, Patty, you know as well as I do, we do depend too much sometimes on our logical mind instead of our gut feeling, our intuition, our spirituality. What do you think about that?
I completely agree. We really need to have a balance. If we're too logical thinking, we are missing so much. And to me, as we're going into this new time, as the veil is thinning, as we're literally going into that age of Aquarius, you know, everybody was singing about in the 60s, it is
right.
Less hard and fast. It is less black and white and this and that. It's much more fluid, much more ethereal. So we need those both sides of the brains. We need like one foot firmly planted in our reasoning brain is certainly needed. But if we got stuck there, we would really get stuck there because things are too fluid. We have to dance going back and forth between the two. You know, dance.
And we are truly entering the age of Aquarius, which is an age of liberation, an age of concern, or an age of freshness, newness, you know, leaving the age of Pisces, which was heavy and guilt-ridden and that sort of thing. So, yeah, the age of Aquarius is really going to affect all of mankind.
Yeah.
And, I'm excited about it. We need a whole new fresh system on this planet, do we not?
We do. And I like the idea of dancing into it and through it.
Dancing through it, all right.
Dancing through it.
Well, we're going to get, 612 here. We're going to get you online to do some dancing with us. 612,
hello?
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
What's your name, brother?
Andrew. Hi, Patty. I've spoken to you before. Are you there?
I am here. Oh. Hi.
Patty
okay.
is?
Hi. I was the one, I feel really bad. I was out in California. We were supposed to meet up, but I just got so caught up with revisiting old friends of mine, but we still have plenty of opportunities to hang out and do magical
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Always time. We create our opportunities.
Yes.
So, yes, do you have any questions for Gary and I today?
So, I just want to touch base with you, because I called you a couple months ago, and I just wanted to touch base to see about the time frame of moving back to California, because I've been sort of like in this limbo phase of not necessarily about, like I can leave whenever, but my decisions are based off of my partners out there.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, long story short, like he had like a legal situation that just wrapped up at the beginning of May, and right when that wrapped up, his brother out in Ohio, who had been battling cancer for a long time, he just passed away. And so that kind of delayed things a little bit, so I'm still, like, kind of uncertain about, I know things are, like, moving in the right direction, but I know in the past you said you were seeing June time about moving out there. I was wondering if you still see that.
Well, I think you would have to push it. I mean, it certainly could happen. Again, we have free will. I could tell you a bird's going to poop on your head if you walk out of your house. You could say, well, I'm not walking out of my house, and the bird won't poop on your head. That's free will.
Yeah.
But I do see that you've gone into a little bit of a limbo, a little bit of a wait time. So you will have to, if you really want this to happen in June, you have to make it happen. Because this, a couple things happened that just, it not that, you know, it, what happened wasn't going to happen or was going to happen, but you slowed down with them. That, does that make sense? What I'm getting is you saw it as a reason to step back a little bit yourself?
No, because, like, this guy was in and California, it's domestic partnership, like palimony, what it's called. And so, like, I couldn't necessarily, like, be in the picture until that's wrapped up, if that makes any sense. Like, they weren't necessarily legally married, but it, like, me coming in the picture, that would just derail his case. And so that wrapped up. And he always said, like, once that's wrapped up, like, then I could be out there, like, relatively soon. That wrapped up in the beginning of this month, and then right away, his brother passed away, like, the week after, so then that kind of a little...
Okay,
back,
I mean, I see all that, and I see all those things, you know, it's certainly real things, real, yes, these are, other passing away is a big thing, and this, whatever the thing is, but I still see you, I'm just getting a picture of you, like a little step back, like a, not, it's not good, it's not bad, it's not anything, but I just see it like a sit back thing. So think about it energetically. Make sure that you're completely communicating with him. Make sure that you're, you know, from your point of view about things, because I think he needs you to be a little stronger for him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because that's what I'm seeing strongly. I don't know, Gary, was your lithomancy got anything good on this? Because what I'm seeing very visual versus very word, so my words aren't coming out as, but I'm seeing a little, not a block, like, in a bad sense, but like a step back. I'm seeing it almost as a step back. And due to real and true circumstances, yes, but there's something else that I see that you, I'm seeing a pullback. So I don't know, maybe your stones can clear up or see something.
Well, it's interesting because when you were talking, Andrew and Patty, I dropped the stones, just kind of put them out. But as you were talking, it seemed like this was actually the pattern that was supposed to play. Real quick, 270, you'll be next, and 678, if you do want a reading, be sure and press 1 so we know you're in line. Andrew, what I felt just by dropping these stones, even though I did plan to ask you to say drop, to drop them, when you're talking, they looked like they wound up in the right place because they were actually reflecting what you were talking about. And the stone, you've got Pluto right next to Venus. And Pluto has a lot to do with change, death, tough things, resolution, conflicts, and so forth. Venus has to do with relationships. So I do feel like this, the passing of this person has affected you in an indirect and a direct way. But I do feel like over the next couple weeks, as you, as Patty was saying, I forgot the words you used, Patty, but a lot of gain strength within yourself, gain confidence,
yeah.
feel braver, that sort of thing. As you go through that process of just, it's like if you're running a 100-yard dash. You can trip or someone can knock you over, but you don't want to think that. You want to think, I'm going to win. So you start putting this in your head more in a way that allows you to not have the conflicts that you feel, not have the fears that you have. They're human, and they're natural. Everybody has them, but you don't have to stay locked there. And that's what I feel like in these next couple of weeks, you're really changing a lot because of that. You're aware that you've been weighed down, and you're changing a lot of the way you look at things and the way you look at yourself and the way you look at your environment. And I think it gives you a whole new plan and strategy over the next couple of weeks that really energizes you, really does. And it's because you know you want to have more balance in your life. You know you want to have this relationship work. You can't do anything about it now because of both time, which is Saturn, and because of the past, what's been going on, the difficulty is Pluto. So allow your, the highest stone here is Venus. And the way these stones landed, like I said, I didn't ask you to say drop. I just put them out, and they seem to fall in the perfect place, especially when you were what you were talking about. They're all close mm-hmm. together, so everything affects everything. But the interesting thing is they make a cross, almost like a crossroads. And that's what I feel mm-hmm. like you're in right now is this crossroads. So do the best you can to not worry, to put the past in the past, to be in balance, and to develop this new sense of confidence about yourself, because step by step over the next couple of weeks, you become more empowered by that. And you gain this sense of flexibility and intuition and determination that's a lot more powerful than it has been. And I think you get a lot of clues in the next couple of weeks about when to move and that sort of thing. And it feels like by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, as you make these changes rather than change throwing you a curveball, you empower yourself because of the curveballs that are coming. Get a bigger bat, that sort of thing. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, it feels like the relationship things are a lot better. You're not only feel a stronger sense of commitment and luck, you're feeling love within yourself and for the other person in a fresh way rather than a dated way, rather than an old way. And that seems to bring y'all together in a way from the seventh and eighth and ninth week that really is fresh, that really is empowering. And toward the end of this 3-month period, you do attain this balance that you're working on. And I feel like you do heal enough within yourself to not only get confidence, but to make these changes and to feel empowered. So by the end of this 3-month period, your sense of balance and fearlessness is quite different than it is right now. And it's not an accident. It's because you just decide to stretch your own belief. You do have a lot of intuitive gifts, and I think this is waking them up for you in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you, brother?
Oh, absolutely. So I went to California for like 2 weeks, maybe. Felt like a really long time, but it just felt like it was a guided trip. Like it just, it kind of all came to be, and it felt like it was meant to be. And what you were talking about earlier, it already kind of hit me as soon as I, at the beginning of this month, but also as soon as I took that trip out to California, for like a 2-week vacation, I've already noticed, a huge shift in what you were talking about.
Yeah. I feel like it's very healthy for you. We all have to upgrade. We just do.
Yeah.
You know? And life sometimes puts us in a situation where we recognize that. There's a certain amount of truth to the statement, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And so as crazy as it sounds, allow yourself to feel more in balance, and then you'll start seeing the signs of verifying that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you, Andrew?
Yeah.
Well, God bless
you. You're
going to
be out here soon.
Yeah. That's what I feel.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So.
Okay, thank you.
Sister Patty and I are happy to talk to you. We're glad it makes sense. And check in with us again, okay, Andrew?
All right. Thank you so much for your help, and I'll see you soon.
You
too,
brother.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
God bless you, brother. And again, you folks can find more about both Patty and I on PsychicsGoneWild.com. And when you go there, be sure and fill out the contact form. So we'll have your information, and we'll be able to send you some prizes and so forth. Now, we're going to take area code 270 and then 678. So 270, are you with us?
Yes, I sure am.
What a sweet voice. What's your name, dear?
I'm Aurora Rose. I'm actually normally on the show, but I've heard such great things about you and Patty that I thought, you know, sometimes us readers have a hard time reading ourselves. So
no, we do. We do. It's hard to be objective sometimes. It really is. What's your name again? Aurora? Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Well, actually, my real name, since it will make it easier on the reading, is Stephanie.
Okay. Something I can type easy. I was going to make a bad joke about when I asked you your name. You gave about a paragraph, and I was going to say, that, well, that's a long name. So I had to reveal my corny joke. Well, let's see if Miss Patty Negri can add some magic to your life, which I'm sure she can.
Oh, I would love that. You know, I'm also a witch and do casting for other people. And my casting works for myself. It just doesn't seem to be quite as powerful for me as it does when I do it for other people. I don't know why that is. I guess because, you know, if it helped us, we wouldn't need to help other people.
Or it could just be, again, when we still have these weird things, just like, you know, psychics have to get past it and energy workers about the money issues and stuff. You know, we know we're doing good things when we're helping other people and spellcasting and all the things that we're doing. But helping us, there's still that little edge about us, so many of us have. So just look at that going. Make sure you know that this is the right thing to do and a good thing to do. But that's normal. I love spellcastings for myself, but I don't even begin to read myself. I just like, oh, no, that's what that's supposed to mean. Oh, yes, yeah, I'm way too close to the situation.
Yeah. Well, my question is I've been having a lot of family trouble,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering, and we've got something important coming up in June for the family, and I was wanting to see what you all thought about that.
Okay. Just about the thing in June, the get-together or whatever the thing is?
Well, I guess the family situation as a whole, but also the what happens in June is going to make a huge difference on where my family goes from there. So
okay.
I'll just tell you, it's a court hearing, but I'm not going to get into the details of why there's a court hearing. You know, and I wanted to see if you all felt like everything was going to work out and you know, my family was going to be together and all.
Okay, I do think this looks good, but there's love, there's happiness there, but there's also there's some big deception in the middle of it. Does that make sense to you? Some betrayal or deception?
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah. So that's what you've got to get past, the deception and betrayal thing. And also because of that has created a little bit of self-limitation thought-wise. So let go of that. That's not real. That's not real. That's a little bit of self-limitation. Again, getting into that left brain versus right brain, which I know this is not your decision. This is a court decision. But I see something good coming out of it. Again, already in creation, but it's getting past that, whatever that deception thing is.
It's bad, I'll just tell you. It's bad, bad. My daughter has some mental issues and tried to use some manipulation and some deception to get her way. We'll just put it that way.
Okay. What you need, or the family, or however the thing is, a little bit more flow, a little bit more moon. Here, you're a witch. A little bit more moon energy, a little bit more reflection, a little bit more evolution, even in working with her for whatever. Let her, you know, a little less hard and direct sun energy, a little bit more moon magic, the flow, the feminine.
Okay.
That will help in the situation. Both you get through it, the family get through it, and maybe even get through to her.
Okay.
A little bit better, if that makes sense.
I don't know. It Gary? Does.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do, Steph. Well, Stephanie, I wrote Step down here, and
Steph
here I go
fine.
And call you Steph.
Tell me
your the other name you gave me. Is it Aurora? That was so beautiful.
Aurora Rose.
It?
I'm one of the Psychics Gone Wild members, actually.
Oh, okay. What a beautiful name, girl.
Thank
just,
you.
Incredible.
It means awakening femininity.
I tell you, we can use a lot more femininity in this world. We men have run the world for thousands of years, and we ain't done a very good job.
That's true, no offense.
It's absolutely true. And as I tell people on the show, I grew up with six brothers. They're all good guys, but I was clueless about women, absolutely clueless. And in my early 20s, I was playing music a lot and traveling and meeting ladies and could never understand why they were attracted to me. And that's how oblivious I was to the fact that what women are actually looking for is a partner, someone to be with them the rest of their lives and that sort of thing, because you all have kids. And as a guy without growing up with women, I just thought, well, what do they want from me? I know what I wanted. I'm a guy. We're simple. So I don't know how I got on that, but I'm always amazed by the complexity of women, really, and the feminine side. Oh, that's what it was, the feminine energy. Yes, 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 we need more. We don't have
the
that many cars.
The nurturing, the love, and
oh,
all
absolutely.
That.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, we could use a lot more of that. My mother used to tell me, and I've never heard a woman say this in my life, she used to say a woman can divide her love an infinite number of ways, and it will still be one. Now, there's a lot of ways you can read that, but they're all beautiful. I just thought that was such an incredible piece of little pointer or whatever.
It is. I like that.
So anyway, Steph, what I'm doing is I'm charging up these 16 stones. Going to put your energy into them, my dear. And all you have to do when it feels right, one time very, very clearly, just say drop. And I'll drop them and tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
Boy, you're ready to go, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting enough, the love stone, which means family and people you care about, came up here in the first couple weeks. And I can see this issue. It's represented by the commitment stone. The commitment stone, the sun, Pluto, magic stone, and Neptune are all showing up between weeks 2 and about 4. And I'll explain what this means. First of all, a lot of what you're going through, I can see the difficulty in it. I can see the deception, as Patty was pointing out. But what I think you should be able to see for yourself, or try to see, is that there's you're getting a lot of insight through this. And you're gaining a lot of your own intuitive power. There's only so much you can do in any situation. But as you know, we can't change other people. We can't make the judge do this. We can't make someone love us. We can influence. We can affect. We can beg. We can plead. We can vote. But people are going to do what they're going to do. It doesn't mean you can't affect people. But the main thing I see is for you to affect yourself in a way that's almost like just being fearless. Just being fearless. If for no other reason, that's a good way to go up to the plate if you're going to play baseball, which I don't play. But that fearlessness is something that's going to come through for you more and more over the next couple weeks. The more you consciously just bring it into play, because it is based on love, and it is based on family. It is based on good intentions. And I feel like in some sort of way your bravery, strength, intuition, determination, not worrying, easier said than done, but everything's easier said than done. Doesn't mean it can't be done. So as you go through
Well, you know, I will admit, though, that going through all this, you know, the longer it's went on, the easier it's been to not worry about it. Because, you know, there's been a lot of court cases leading up to this court because you know how court goes. It's, oh, well, we got to wait for this and we got to wait for that, so we're going to put it off for another. Well, you know, through all this, I've learned that, you know, worrying is not doing me any good.
Absolutely.
I can sit around and worry all day long, and it's not going to change what's going to happen at court. You know?
What
can
change?
And so that part has gotten easier for me.
Good, because I feel like you're going through, you're going to increase that fearlessness, and it's not an accident. It's a conscious decision that you're making over these next couple of weeks in spite of or because of the pressure or the lawsuits or family things. As I said earlier, the love stone's right at the top, and that's not only about people you care about. It's you loving yourself that extra dose to where you are fearless, and you realize that well, let me say it this way. If we had enough psychic spiritual power, we really could move mountains. We have no idea how many miracles we can create. We're just not, most of us, including myself, for sure, haven't mastered it yet. It's a work in progress. And as long as we're alive in bodies and souls and time and space, it's going to be a work in process. But over these next couple of weeks, I see you making such an advancement in your spirituality, your determination, and that has an effect on how things go, and it gives you even more, I guess the word is determination, to continue this process, to make a commitment to how much you're growing and evolving, and see that as a continuously escalating power. And that's one of the reasons you're going through this, is to learn a new level for yourself. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, not only do you learn, do you put things into play and realize how much you've learned, emotionally, you're starting to feel very free, and you're starting to actually see new plans for yourself in spite of or because of what's going on. It's almost like either way, not that you, I mean, certainly you want things to go one way rather than another, but in either case, you're becoming empowered more and more and more, and by the sixth and seventh week here, you're going to realize not only how much you've learned, but you're going to sort of look back and go, okay, now I get it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah,
you know,
so
anybody else going through what I've been through would not get it. because, you know, it's been traumatic. But you know, in the beginning of the whole thing, I didn't think I would get through it at all. Completely shut down.
Not only are you going to get through it, you're going to come out with flying colors. Because by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, the ability for you to think outside the box, bring new opportunities, have your communication, your decision making so much stronger, it gives you power of. I'll explain it this way. I've seen Mars sneaking right between Jupiter and Uranus and Pluto, and the way this Mars is pointing, it's like sneaking through the cracks. Finding a way to use the system to your advantage, to what you know to your advantage as best you can.
Oh my God, that is so me. That is totally something I'm good at doing. That sounds horrible to say, but you know, I've always been the type of person who can find loopholes to anything. Let's just put it
good.
That way.
You're getting better at that, and you're sneaking right through these obstacles and bringing yourself luck, and that affects your environment, your place, and how you see plans in the future regarding your environment. Because by the end of this three-month period, and this was, I wanted to make sure I got a chance to emphasize on you, you've got the luck stone in Venus, and that has to do with really good relationships, good balance with yourself. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to realize how much you've really created luck for yourself in a way that's fresh, updated, new, appropriate for this situation, and more. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
It not only helps you through this situation, but it's like a new system that you can use into the future. So
that is such wonderful news. I mean, because, you know, I mean, if I've gone through this for no reason, that's one thing. But if I've gone through this and I've gained a bunch of insight in the process,
oh, baby,
and still come out with my family intact, then it was worth it, you know?
That same thing Patty was saying, right, Patty?
Right. You just said it so well. So
it's all a good thing, as even going through the roller coaster.
That makes, this is some of the best news I've had in a while, and you know it. I had a feeling that it was all going to go okay, but you know, there's that part of you that's always going to worry a little bit, no matter, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't worry as much as I used to in the beginning of all this, but there's still that little hint of it, and you know, that curiosity as to whether it's all going to be okay. And not only did you tell me it was going to be okay, you've told me that there's going to be so much more to it, and so I'm very grateful.
Oh, what you're going to learn out of this is going to be incredible, and how you're going to be able to apply it into the future. I wanted to say one thing real quick. 678, we'll get to you in just a second, and 504, if you do want a reading, be sure to press 1. Having said that, I want to give you folks a real quick little example, and I use this all the time now. Patty, you might have heard this before, but about 3 years ago, I lost my keys, and I do what everybody does. I frantically look through all the drawers. And then after about 2 minutes of observing myself doing that, I sat down and went, nope, there's got to be a better way to do this. Keys, you find me. You're in my hand. You're not now. Something's, whether it's synapses or psychic energy, somehow I'm going to make the keys pull me. And every time I thought about getting up to look for them, I'd hold myself back and go, no, I committed myself to the universe that the keys are going to pull me in the normal course of affairs. I'm not going to go frantically look for them. And
right.
Not only did it work, I found my keys, and when I reached for them a couple days later after I found them, it's almost like the keys said, or something intuitive told me, well, the keys were saying, we can't walk to you, but your system works. Try it. And I have used that consistently for the last 3 years. I was on a movie set a couple years ago. The director lost her ring. And she's got the crew and everybody frantically looking for it. And I watched this for about a minute and a half and then interrupted and said, hey, folks. And I told her how to think about finding her keys. Everybody kind of chuckled till the next week when she came back with her keys. Now, I want to go one more level on that. About 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I lost my keys again. And I was in the garage working on some stuff. And I had them in my hand a few minutes ago. They're not now. Where are they? And I thought, I'm not even going to go look for them. I'm going to meditate. So I meditated on find my keys, pull me to them. But this time, I upped the stakes. I said to myself in the universe, as soon as I open my eyes, the first thing I see is going to be a sign to tell me where my keys are. What do I got to lose, right? And I swear to God, Stephanie, I opened my eyes and there's a screwdriver between my feet, which I had left there, pointing right over to the recycle bin. And I looked up
wow.
at heaven, and I chuckled. I said, you've got to be kidding. And I felt this, no, go check. I walked over there and opened the recycle bin. Yep, I had dropped them in when I emptied the recycle.
Wow.
My point
that
is...
That is amazing.
Find your keys. Yeah, it strikes me as amazing, but now it's second nature. I'm 67. I misplace crap all the time, but I don't go look for it.
But I get what you're saying out of all this. I mean, I get your meaning. It's, you know, intuitively know what steps I need to take to get around this, through this, whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hope that
Trust
helps you, Stephanie.
Trust my abilities. Don't pretend they don't exist.
And up the stakes. You got nothing to lose.
That is true. That is totally true.
Hope that helps you, girl. We're going to move on,
it
okay?
It does. Thank you so much, you guys. You both were great.
Thank
God
you
bless
so
you,
much.
Stephanie.
All right. Bye-bye.
And we are going to get, as promised, 678. Appreciate your patience, 678. You still with us, girl?
Yes. Hi. It's Kathy. How are you two?
Kathy, we're doing great. And I'm going to turn you on to the one and only beautiful, smart, wise Patty Negri.
Hello.
Hi, Patty. I have a question, kind of a follow-up question. I spoke to you probably about 2 months ago concerning a regional controller position. It looked all good that I was going to get.
Yeah.
I have heard from them. I did finally get the courage to talk, to catch up with somebody, and I was dumbfounded when there's nothing been done on the job. So it's still open. No one knows what's going on. The last contact I received from them was about 2 weeks ago, and they were just trying to figure out, and this is from the inside recruiter, trying to figure out what's going on. So do you ever see me getting the job offer? Because I've had two interviews. There's literally nothing happening. So I don't know if it's something with the company.
I'm getting it something with the company, not saying they're closing or anything like that, but they've got inner things going on, inner turmoil coming on. So it's nothing to do with you, about you getting the job or anything like that. It's their own stuff. I think something came up that wasn't expected for them within their working, so they're just kind of put a hold on all sorts of things. And it's a little bit more serious than they, you know, than that they would ever tell you or want to admit. So they're focusing there. I do still see them. Yeah, I still see that you can get this job, that they are still definitely interested in you. And again, when the job finally comes through or they get through whatever their thing that happened is, that you are the lead runner.
Yeah, I felt that too. That's why I was it's just weird. Do you get any timing on when this might totally happen?
Wow. I keep seeing scrambling with them. So again, everything is like something in your kitchen is caught on fire and you're like, whoa, you can't. Time. I hear two. But I don't know if that, I'm not a real good time person. I don't know if that means 2 weeks, 2 months, on the second, 2 days. So I'm not being very good. But I do hear it, something with a two. But I know that's not very helpful. I don't know. Gary, do your stones come up? Your stones are much more time and date oriented than the.
Well, I'll see what I see. Kathy, tell you what, all you have to do, my dear, is say drop whenever it feels appropriate for you, and I'll tell you what I see, okay? So
drop.
You. Oh, you're ready to go.
Drop.
Now, this was about a job, is that correct?
Yes, a regional controller position.
Okay. Before I even read the stones, I want to tell you about some cards I was looking at. There's a lot of power of relationships that you have that's really going to grease the wheels. It could be you talking to people, talking to supervisors, or when you get with people, really show them your power, your determination, and so forth. Because I do feel like you're going to get some degree of satisfaction at this. I think they're in a reorganization, as Patty was saying, they're really doing some reorganization now. And it's affecting not just you, it's affecting a lot of people.
Yes,
that's true.
Yes,
because there's a contractor there, and then I've got let go, and I was supposed to slide on into this position. So, yeah, that's totally right.
Yeah, I can feel right in the center is Saturn, and it's showing how heavy everything is right now, difficult. Restructuring, figuring out their priorities. So you can't do much about that. But you can, the love stone is at the very top. You can apply yourself in a way that makes you feel good and empowered. And knowing that you're one way or another, you're going to come out of things ahead. And that seems to give you this sense of not only confidence in the next couple of weeks, it removes a lot of the emotional pressure for you. And it starts helping you feel more in balance, more in harmony. It puts you in a position when you, as I was saying earlier, can communicate better, make better decisions, be fearless, sort of like stretch your parameters out, like stretching your arms out. And I think this is both with relationships and both personal and with relationships with how you present yourself, how you talk to people, how you communicate, how you sell yourself. You can't do much about their reorganization. It's clumsy. They know it. It's almost like they're embarrassed about things for some reason. They're trying to cover their butt in somewhere or make things look better.
Yeah. That is because the two people I interviewed with, they truly, you're right on that too, because they're, my boss would actually be in Amsterdam, and then I would have a dotted line into Chicago, and they were both, like, literally apologizing to me because they were trying to figure out when my last date was on my contract position because they wanted to slide on in, and I kept saying, I'm really not sure right now. And they were like, I am so sorry. This is just, we usually do not do this. So I just, one, I'm unemployed. Two, I really want the job, and I'm just very anxious right now because I need income.
Understandably, those are all natural human emotions, and the need for money is very true. Do you have family who can help you out?
I don't. It certainly
feels like there's. Well, anyway, allow the feeling of love. That's the top stone. And this is love for yourself, love for the situation. I've gone through so much crap in my life being a solo musician, 67 years old, never had a voice, which is kind of important in a musical field. But I managed to slide by because of attitude. I didn't get the one thing that was most important, so I allowed myself to... the audience laughs at me, I'm going to laugh at them. Make everything work in your favor. You know intellectually how to do that. But intuitively, you want to do that as well. Because I feel like by the fifth and sixth and seventh week, things are going to be very prosperous for you. It feels like at that time, the job is more open than it is right now. And toward the end of this three-month period, I think you're going to recognize a lot about how by you increasing your confidence and your spirituality and your determination, how much of your fears you conquer, and that's a big thing that you're going to learn in this period and come out ahead toward the end of this three-month period. Almost just glad you went through this frustration. Patience is called upon. It really is. I know it's not what we want to have because you do need money and so forth. But if you even think about that, it feels like some kind of help can come to you to help you through the rough times in the next couple weeks. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes. When you said the next 3 months, are we counting from now 3 months until it kind of stabilized, or it started already?
Yeah, well, I think you're starting to stabilize already because of frustration. You don't want to have your life determined by them. You do want to have the raise or the position, but you don't want to, because they're frustrated, you don't necessarily want it to affect you. And it's a conscious choice over these next couple of weeks for you to polish up your own fearlessness, determination, thing. It's not a button or a switch. If it was a button, I'd charge you $5 and the problem would be solved. But it
right.
is.
Wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't
oh,
that be
I tell you. If it was, Patty and I would be billionaires if we could push that button.
So exactly.
Be patient with yourself. Stretch your parameters. Have confidence. Be inspired. And watch that work for you. Does that help you, girl?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
God bless you, girl. Have a good night. And
you too.
Tune back in with us again, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You too.
Have faith.
Patty, as always, it's such a pleasure to be on with you, and I hope we get to do this again.
Me too. Time flew. Thank you for your wisdom. You're just a beautiful voice, Mr. Wimmer.
We have. Well, I wish I had that as a singing voice. By the way, I don't know if you got it, Patty, but Patty and you folks, if you want to hear me do a song with a little comical relief to it, go to YouTube. Go to Gary Wimmer, or Gary L. Wimmer, and you'll see a little video that I made about a group that I work with called the Network Austin Mixer. And that's, I did a little comedy thing, sang a little song, and I think it's kind of entertaining. Check it out, Patty. You'll find it enjoyable, okay?
I definitely will. And next time I'm in Austin, I'm going to give you a buzz.
Amen, girl. Please do. Hey, we'll see you soon, my dear, okay?
Bye-bye. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you all for listening. Amen. Talk to you next week, and I hope some of this Texas rain goes out to California to you, Patty.
Yeah, we need it. Bye-bye.
We've had plenty. God bless. Have a good night. You folks check in next week, and have a good weekend. Stay empowered, stay positive and confident. Talk to you soon, folks. God bless.